It was a good night for Maricopa County school districts with bond and override questions on the ballot. All of the funding initiatives were passed according to initial results released by the recorder's office. And here to tell us about what that means for area school systems is KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Jorge.
So, Carrie, first, how much money are we talking about with all these bond and overrides? And what are the districts planning to use it for?
Well, we're talking around $500 million countywide. And the plans for that money can range pretty widely. One of the biggest asks this election season came from the Phoenix Union High School District. 64% of voters there passed a $269 million bond. District officials there are planning to use that money to fund needed maintenance and renovation of existing school buildings and technology, like a planned expansion of their distance learning capabilities. They also plan to purchase new school buses. Another big bond that was approved last night was in the Tolleson Union High School District. Voters there approved a $125 million bond for similar projects. They'll also be buying new school buses and maintenance vehicles and just replacing things that have outlived their useful lives. Now, in districts like Kyrene Elementary School District, a bond approved there will fund brand new buildings. And voters also approved a measure to continue the district's existing budget override for maintenance and operations, which is funding that districts commonly use for things like teachers' salaries. Officials also plan to use some of that 15% budget boost to support special services, like a kindergarten through third grade reading and math intervention program and speech and hearing services.
Now, Carrie, were you surprised to see that all 29 bond and override requests were approved by Maricopa County voters last night? I mean, how common is that?
Well, in my experience, it's pretty unusual to see such unilateral support. If you look at who had these initiatives before voters, it included districts in both affluent and low-income neighborhoods and spanned rural and urban areas, too. But I should also point out that over the last few election cycles, the approval rates for bond and maintenance and operations overrides have been on a steady increase. Now, while initial results show that all of these requests passed in Maricopa County, some of the races were pretty tight, especially in the West Valley. Agua Fria Union's override passed, for example, with just a 2% margin. Buckeye Elementary was another close race for its override with just 147 votes that won that election there.
And what about outside of Maricopa County? I know the Tucson Unified School District also had a large bond before voters. How did that proposition fare?
Well, that's a great question. And Pima County was a much different picture on election day than Maricopa County, with three of the four bond and override requests rejected by voters, according to initial results. Now, you mentioned Tucson Unified. They were hoping to pass a $180 million bond. That failed, with 59% of district voters there saying no to the request. Marana Unified's $2 million bond was also voted down. Now, the one victory from Pima County came from the Flowing Wells Unified School District in the North Tucson area. That $24 million bond passed with 61% of the vote.
Okay, that was KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.